Góðan daginn. You're listening to the Reykjavík Grapevine.
Iceland's foremost English publication on Icelandic news, culture, travel and more.
Hello and welcome to COVIDcast at Reykjavík Grapevine. My name is Valur Grettisson. I'm an editor-in-chief at Reykjavík Grapevine.
And my name is Hannah Jane and I am the listings director and culture editor at the Reykjavík Grapevine.
I think this is our sixth episode. Day six in the COVID-19. It's more of course, but day six at least here. We are going to go over like pretty basic information, the newest numbers. The first death is confirmed by COVID-19. It's hitting hospital staff also pretty badly. And a trawler from Vestmannaeyjar is in quite the situation right now. Anyways, let's just start this. First of all, perhaps like the situation in Iceland is becoming more hectic by every day. We still have it hopefully under control, but if we just go over the numbers, we have now 409 people with the COVID-19. They were around 330 yesterday. This means that we had 79 new people with the virus today, and the day before there were 80, so it's like around 160 in 2 days. This is a new record for Iceland. So this is the health director in Iceland says that this shows that they knew this was going to happen. The virus is becoming spreading more faster now. And it's inevitable. It was always going to happen.
Yeah.
This is just part of the how the virus basically reacts. We saw the same in Wuhan. We saw the same in Italy, of course. Hopefully, we'll not get to the place that Italy is now. But we have 7 people at the hospital. No one is in critical danger or anything like that. They are there for various reasons. Perhaps they're like more likely to be to get seriously ill and stuff like this, but no one is. We have 4,200 people in quarantine. This is like
that's insane.
That means that Iceland, like Reykjavik right now, is completely empty. It's
very eerie.
it's eerie.
Like a ghost town.
We have taken 9,189 samples, which is also interesting because they are testing very rapidly and very aggressively. But it feels like we are getting past the moment that testing and quarantining. I mean, we have to do it, of course, but now we have over 100 people with the virus that we can't trace. This means that it's spreading faster.
Like we don't know where they got it, who they got it from, or anything.
First death because of COVID-19 is confirmed. It's the Australian man that we have talked about before. He had the COVID-19. His symptoms were atypical. This means that he died from a lung-related sickness. And the health director still say that the symptoms are very atypical, but the autopsy shows that this man died from the virus.
That's terrifying.
His widow is still in quarantine in Iceland, and we send to her deepest sympathy, and we hope that she finds she gets a lot of help in her situation. Also, the COVID is now hitting the hospital staff pretty badly. One nurse retracted the virus at the job. And 4 staff members of medical microbiology department are also in quarantine. This means that it's kind of bad news because it means that they are the one that they are like running the tests, you know. So it could get slower, but I'm not sure if it will have that effect. Also, the situation is like interesting in Iceland because we have like 500 people that like are ready to jump in, like they're like all over the society. It's like the rescue teams, like Björgunarsveitir in Iceland, and so we have like we are not worried right now about like shortage of staff or anything. Also, there are a lot of nurses in Iceland that are not working as nurses, and it's very possible that a lot of them will be almost like we have laws in Iceland, like about. That the government says you need to help here, they can imply like it's, you can, need to yeah. you need to like do it. Of course, it's just like a, it's like a civil duty almost. It's interesting. All in all, though, there are 164 health workers in quarantine right now. Hopefully, because they say that the 10th of April, this will become more hectic, and they will a lot of them will be out then and can help and stuff like this. And then the Icelandic trawlers. Have you, you've been to Vestmannaeyjar, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's a lovely island, one of my favorites.
It's beautiful, yeah.
But this Icelandic trawler from Vestmannaeyjar had had to sail back home last night because 17 of 26 crew members became sick. There are four that are in quarantine right now. The rest is not allowed to leave the ship, but these four are like they are more sick than the others. The small town of Vestmannaeyjar with a population of 5,000 has become kind of the new center for the COVID-19 spreading. A lot of new cases have come up there past days, likely all related to sport events. It's like 7th of March, then we had, because they are, they're all about handball and stuff like this, yeah. and football. They went to this big game, and it appears that a lot of people got attracted the virus from there. So, of course, this is not happening anymore. They've closed more or less everything. And they are now to the economy. The government is going to present one more plan to help people in this unique recession tomorrow, probably. One of the ideas that people that they were talking about on their meeting yesterday is that people with under 400,000 like Icelandic krona in salaries will keep their salary like intact.
Yeah.
Like they will not change that in any way. But those that are between 400 and 700,000 per month, Icelandic krona, will have to lower the wage by 20%. So the government...
Except before or after taxes.
Like, yeah, they will like they will just get 80% of the salaries.
Yeah.
So the government will like pay 30% of the wages, and the companies 50%. And the rest would basically take the loss on themselves. And I hope that most people can understand it and manage with it. The politics also in Iceland, it's pretty quiet right now. It's like, it's interesting. It appears that the minority is giving the government the space to find out, to crawl literally out of this mess. But today they criticize the leaders of the majority for lack of communication with the minority. Because like they are not like they don't sit down and like say this is our dish, do you have like any objections to this or whatever. They want more they want to work more together. So I understand that actually. I think it's not a bad idea, but
yeah,
of course
I mean this is the moment.
Yeah, just to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Also, questions. I've had some questions also on my personal Facebook. You're completely welcome to send me on my Facebook. There was this Norbert Barihart. Thank you for your question. He asked here, hi, I would be interested to know why it has been decided not to entirely close kindergartens. Is that a topic you might cover in one of your COVID podcasts? Thanks in advance. The reason is simple. We've gone over this before. Kids, they are less likely to attract the virus, and they do not spread it as much as we do. As simple as that. Also, the society in Iceland is, everybody has children more or less, and it could affect a lot in the society, like nurses and stuff like this. So just try to keep the society basically moving. So this is the reason. We have had some occasion that where like people have been contracting the disease in kindergartens, but I'm not sure if the kids themselves have been spreading it. It's often like just the staff worker had the virus, and so the kindergarten was closed. So it's not that much of a headache in Iceland, not at all, actually. The same with the borders. Oh, everybody's talking about the borders, but there are like only two tourists that have had the virus, and none of them have been, there are no instances of, like, where they have been spreading it to Icelanders. Because
we don't know.
Yeah, because of course we're over 100 now. We don't know
yes.
how they got it. So of course this is getting very muddy.
Yes, in exactly. A way.
Klaus Sternek, also from Germany, sent us this. It's just a good point. He says that that I, in one of our podcasts, said the travelers, everyone coming from Germany, have to go to quarantine. I don't remember just saying that.
Yeah, maybe we confused.
Could have been
only Icelanders who have returned from Germany must go into quarantine.
Exactly. So it's like perhaps I was just unclear, and it's more than likely. So thank you for that. All Icelanders have to quarantine no matter where they're coming from. Tourists do not have to. So simple as that. Yeah, this has been quite hard. It's getting harder also. Of course, Hannah Jane is from the US, and she's watching like the situation unfolding there.
Yeah, it's pretty dire.
Yeah, how is it? I mean, the perspective of an expat like in another country, like,
yeah, I feel like I'm watching the beginnings of a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of reasons, more so than just the US being completely unprepared. I don't think people outside of the US really understand the healthcare system that well.
No.
But a fair amount of my friends don't have health insurance. I know that for a fact. A lot of my friends have been fired have had their businesses closed down instantly. Yeah. You know, they've just been told, you know, this is... A lot of my friends are, you know, in shelter-in-place orders. They can't leave their house. My whole family is sort of quarantined in some way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my family are in risk, like they're in high population areas.
Do you feel like they understand like the gravity of things, or is it sinking in, or is like?
I think they are starting to understand the gravity, but at this point, they're also like the government is fucked up already.
Yeah.
And it's kind of past. I mean, it might be past the point of no return.
It was. They went very slowly. We noticed this, like in all Europe, we were dealing with it at the same time. That like the first reaction was very slow. They didn't do the tests, which I think. Yeah. I mean, it's actually just you can see like how Hong Kong, Singapore, Iceland, perhaps if you go through this, and also China went through this. They tested like maniacs. And this
they're
is
not in the States.
Yeah, not in the States, not in Italy, for example. So,
which is a mess. Like my mom,
in the UK.
I haven't checked today, I haven't talked to her today, but she says that where she lives, there are no tests.
Yeah.
So if you think you have it and you call the doctor, they just say there are no tests.
Oh.
My dad is a doctor, he works in a hospital. He says that at their hospital, they have set up tents outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you have corona, you can go to the tents, you can't go inside the ER.
Right.
But I think with the healthcare crisis, I also think that people in the US are generally unhealthier than in other places, especially Europe. We have a very large obesity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to end up very rough. That said, I found out today I do get the $1,000 check.
Yeah.
So...
Imagine
Trump has gone up a little bit in my book.
But what are you going to do with $1,000?
Buying an iPhone. No, I'm kidding. I'm saving enough. Nothing. It's nothing. It's not going to help. I mean, I have so many friends who are laid off. A lot of my friends work in hospitality, in restaurants, in the creative industry, we're artists, we're some way. And yes, I guess our jobs are superfluous. We just found that out. Mm. They're not necessary. But I'm joking. No, I'm not. But I mean, what's $1,000? I've lived in New York City for a long time. And that's not even rent on a subletted room anymore. What are you going to do with $1,000 for 1 month?
Feels way too little. And I think that, I mean, what we have seen in Iceland is that you really need to do the tests. That's important. Also, they kind of, like in New York right now, they skipped the test almost because it's a point of no return when it comes to the tests.
Yes, exactly.
Tests. So they went to the, like harsher methods, like closing everything down and what they call the shelter in order.
Shelter in place.
They haven't
done it in New York, but it's in San Francisco.
But the only thing that you need to keep in mind is like you have to just go with it. Everybody have to be like on it.
It's
like
do your part.
That's what I also love about Iceland. It's like everybody is following the instructions. We know what this is. And like I said so many times before, just imagine there is like a storm outside, and if you go out, you will die basically, or you could even put some other risks. So, I mean...
I mean, can I say one last thing about the U.S.?
Yeah.
If you want to understand, like, the U.S. healthcare system and how sort of fucked up it is at this moment. So let's say you have someone like me, a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. Let's say something happens. Let's say one of my parents gets sick or they die or something from this.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not be able to get into the States.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did, I don't have health insurance there. So if I got sick there,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably end up with, like...
Yeah, well, they have of course Medicare.
I don't think I qualify for that. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
That's the other reality of the situation is that, like, people are gonna. This is going to end up being very, very, very bad for the average person. If they get sick, they will not go to the hospital because medical care is so astronomically expensive that if you don't have insurance, most of my friends will take Ubers to the hospital if they have an emergency.
I just think this is the. I mean, perhaps not the moment, but definitely when this is over, you will need to have a serious conversation with the politicians
about a
very different. kind of health system, because the health system itself is fine, it's good, but the access to it is very weird.
And I don't think anything will change.
I mean, if not, I mean, this, you have to reorganize so many things in the society, just knowing that this can happen. I don't know why we thought that this would never happen. It's like we have been way too slow.
Well, I mean, Trump, he knows more about coronavirus than anyone else. He knew
from the beginning.
He was so confident in how much he knew about the pandemic that he dissolved the pandemic program that Obama set up.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. I'm sorry, are we allowed to make political statements?
Can I come out
against Trump on behalf of the regular group? I'm sorry, it's a very difficult moment for me. But I have hope. You know, as a nice Republican senator would do, I'm sending thoughts and prayers.
There is a dire situation, of course, in the whole world. Just I hope this is helping. I think a lot of you are the same opinion as we are. We are very liberal in Iceland, especially the Reykjavík Greipan, of course. We just want to help as many as we can.
I don't think many Trump supporters are watching this.
If you're watching, then please have try to understand that not everybody is on the same page as everybody else.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
But we have different political opinions. But just take care. We're done, I guess.
Yes.
This was interesting. We'll be back here on Monday.
Yeah. Pray for us.
Yeah, we pray for
Thoughts
you.
And
well, I don't believe in God, but I mean,
Thoughts
I'll pray
prayers.
For you anyways.
Yep. Okay, thank
you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, in April, this will go as bad as it could go, I guess. I mean, we're seeing pretty high numbers, and it's very scary right now. So it will be interesting to see if Europe is going to handle their and but then we have the U.S. left, I guess. I mean, they could be later.
That's going to be a mess.
And the U.K. is like it's a very scary situation there also.
Oh yeah, I mean it's bad. It's a lot worse than I think people anticipated.
Yes. So keep in mind also borders are still open. Everything is open. Even the stores and restaurants are open. They're just empty at the moment. Reykjavik is absolutely weird. It's like
it's
I haven't seen the city like this in 10 years.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant yesterday, and they're just doing these massive spaces in between tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're taking the social distance very seriously. And the people are getting closer who have the virus, at least to us.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's not that spread. I only know about one person now. It's like, which is weird. I know more or less everyone in Iceland. Except the 1% in Garðabær, I guess.
Oh my gosh, yeah, put that on the podcast. Do we have anything more to say?
No, I think it's it.
Do you want to talk about the High Five Club?
Yes, let's do it.
So this has been COVID cast, but if you enjoy our content and you want to see more of the Grapevine in its current iteration, this COVID-19 crisis is going to severely affect us. we survive fully on advertising, and we want to shift that model so we can continue providing content even in the current economic position Iceland is in and will be in for the foreseeable months. Therefore, we are starting a membership program called the Grapevine High Five Club. There are certain tiers that give you benefits if you just give us a few euros a month. It would greatly, greatly help us out, because at this rate, we're going to be in a very precarious position. So you can see the link in the description of this video if you're watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you go to grapevine.is, there will be a big button for it. We would really appreciate all the help you can give us, because we really do need it. And we wouldn't be asking if we didn't. We are not, we would not be asking for support if we didn't need it.
Just also please send us questions if you want to know something. I even got a phone call today. It was very nice. Like asking about the pins and the tests. So I mean, we're here in Reykjavik. We're very accessible. We're like, of course, dying from stress and a lot of work. But but I mean, so it goes. C'est la vie.
We'll be fine. C'est la vie.
But thank you for watching. We'll see you back again tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and
stay hydrated.
And keep your social distance. And
don't talk to any. No.
Yeah, and don't talk to anyone.
Stay in your home.
And do the elbow nerdy. I mean, this is the only thing, the only cultural thing I will never forgive.
It's ridiculous. I hate it.
Yeah, I think absolutely it's
strange. Why don't I just wave?
Yeah, like this. Namaste.
Yeah, you can bow, you can wave, you can curtsy. Curtsy! Let's bring back a curtsy. Okay, we're good. Thank you.
Bye.
Curtsy. Bye.